Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
100 years ago today, the Titanic launched, largest man-made object on Earth, to carry 3,511 passengers, although with lifeboats for less than a third, but then she was unsinkable, right? Dropped into the waters of Belfast 100 years ago today, she got the traditional shakedown, and then there was that quick stop in Southampton on the way to New York, and an unscheduled stop at the bottom of the sea, just after midnight on the 15th of April, 1912, after hitting an iceberg. Less than a third of the people on board, as she was designed for, survived. Here's the BBC's Mark Simpson reporting from Belfast.
Belfast used to have one of the biggest shipyards in the world. Here they didn't just build them, they built them big. And 100 years ago, the Titanic was the biggest of them all.
We're now standing right on Titanic's birthplace. The two slipways stretching the entire length here from the museum right down to the water's edge here.
Visitors are coming from across the world to see it. This group included Americans and Australians. The launch of Titanic actually took place a year before her ill-fated voyage. In Belfast, it was quite a day.
Crowds gathered at the wharf opposite to see this amazing sight. The command would have been shouted out, "Release the triggers!" Then the huge wooden triggers, which were holding Titanic fast on the angled slipway, they would have been released. The men had spent the previous couple of days oiling and greasing underneath the ship so that when the triggers were released, it just started to gradually slide down the slipway out into the sea just behind us here. 62 seconds where this wall of riveted metal would have been shooting past down the slope and out into the sea until Titanic was launched. You can see there are no funnels, no interior fittings, nothing fancy. That's just the metal ship launched and ready to be fitted out on the 31st of May 1911.
The next 12 months were spent completing the job before she left on her maiden voyage from Southampton. But it all began at Belfast Shipyard, and the occasion will be marked later today with a religious service on the dockside. Today's ceremony in Belfast will kickstart a series of events in different parts of the world in the run-up to the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic in April 1912. More than 1,500 people were killed, including deck engineer Thomas Miller from Belfast. His great-granddaughter will be at today's service.
Belfast kept quiet about its Titanic connection for so long that I think it's great that we're getting this year's build-up to the sinking and the maiden voyage anniversary, because we can now start to tell and share that story with the rest of the world. For so long we didn't know how to deal with Titanic, we were a bit embarrassed about it, but now we've come to a place where we can celebrate it as an achievement.
The wreck is still lying 2.5 miles below the surface of the Atlantic. Among the memorial plaques left by divers is one from the shipyard in Belfast, where the Titanic story started 100 years ago.
The Titanic story. That is interesting. BBC's Mark Simpson there reporting from Belfast on the 100th anniversary of the actual launch of Titanic from the shipyard there in Belfast. No, the ship may have gone down in 1912, but the Titanic story, as Mark Simpson relates there, goes on and on and on.